This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Monday morning. It's going to be a nice day today at 7.05 right now. We'll take caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Here's what you get. Two reserved seats for the Life Itself advanced movie screening. This is, it looks like next Wednesday, the 19th, at the AMC Metreon, 7:30 in the evening. It's rated R. This is for grown-ups. Life Itself is from Amazon Studios. Amazon Studios is going to be released in theaters.
Amazing.
Stars Oscar Isaac. That's Poe, right, from the new Star Wars?
I don't actually know about that.
I feel like I've heard his name. Olivia Wilde, Antonio Banderas. Mm-hmm. Annette Bening, Olivia Cooke, and more. It's written and directed by the guy who created This Is Us, Dan Fogelman.
Which people are nuts about.
Right. Life Itself celebrates the human condition and all of its complications with humor, poignancy, and love. Life Itself. So if you want to go and check it out, call now. 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 9 and throw you a pair of reserved seats for this.
That sounds fun. Go.
It does sound fun, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hooman, do you like that movie? Is that
Life Itself?
You into that?
It looks interesting.
You gonna review it, or is there something else coming up?
That one doesn't come out for a couple weeks, so okay. Next week is gonna be your brother and your husband.
Oh, they're gonna do the new Jack Black movie.
That's right,
Jack. Oh, Jack Black. Yes. You know, there's too many. Okay.
Jack Black from Tenacious D.
Well, they're going to love it.
I'm sure they
You're
will.
You're a Jack Black family.
Oh, we sure are, Vinny.
Hey.
This is just a tribute.
What is going on with MoviePass's stock price? It's 2 cents.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's gone. That is over, the MoviePass.
You sure about that?
Will you tell us? We're asking you.
I'm sure.
I don't bring, unless Chris volunteers the information.
Who doesn't like to talk bad about that?
Well, you know, it's not bad
We're
talk
not
about Chris.
Bad.
We're saying, you know, this thing that he invested in is tanking hard.
I felt like it was a great idea, though.
Well, it was unsupportable. That was the problem. They were paying full price for these tickets.
I don't know what's going on, though, because, like, I told you I had a friend who bought the movie pass and was going daily, just going to see half a movie at lunch. But he has since switched to another one.
Oh, yeah,
because
there's
Movie
an AMC
Pass
one
became unusable.
Uh-huh. Right.
They'd removed
no
all the...
No one wants to honor
couldn't
it.
See the, no, you couldn't see the good movies. There were a lot more exclusions, and I think you could only go to 3 a month.
Right, they did a whole thing.
Yeah, it used to be you could go to any movie you wanted any time you
right.
wanted.
So there's another... There's a few others out there that are trying to take its place.
Right.
I
pay
know.
A subscription and go see movies. All right, let's do a little celebrity trash. I want to start with Mac Miller's death again. This guy was a 26-year-old rapper. He just released an album in August that debuted at number 3. The record was called Swimming.
More importantly, he was behind that, like the smashes that Ariana Grande did.
Oh, was he like a producer for
Yeah.
Her? Yeah, I didn't know that. I knew that they had been together for, I think, a couple of years.
Yeah, they had huge hits together.
But supposedly they had been friends for many, many years.
Right. And so they dated for a while, and when they broke up, she actually got a lot of crap because he got in an accident right afterward, and people were like, you abandoned him. And she's like, dude, I've tried. I tried for a long time to help that guy, and I couldn't do it.
Right.
I'm helping Pete.
Yeah, now I help Pete. Into my $16 million apartment. I mean, our $16 million apartment. He was found on a bed around noon on Friday at his home in the San Fernando Valley. A male friend called 911, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Mac Miller has passed. Official cause of death is not being released until tox reports are completed, but what it sounds like is he overdosed.
And they're saying people cleaned the house before
they
the cops
are.
Got there.
Yeah, that they... Apparently, there was a party there the night before, and whatever paraphernalia was around was not around anymore. Like, that place had been cleaned. Which hopefully, you know, wasn't in any way a contributor to this guy actually passing. Maybe they realized, okay, there's no hope. Now we'll clean the house.
The guy's laying dead on the bed and you clean the
house. Horrible. Look, the whole thing's horrible. There's no getting around that. Mac Miller, 26 years old. Okay, this story's crazy. I'm not exactly sure what happened, and the video doesn't make it much clearer, although at one point you do get to see Cardi B's naked butt because someone steps on the back of her dress at Fashion Week and the dress comes off. And so she's trying to get at Nicki Minaj, but it's just her bum, like this big round bum. Like, it's first it's covered with red satin, and then the next thing you know, there it is, just out. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's one of the best parts of the story. The other part is that she hucked a shoe at Nicki Minaj and missed. But she doesn't always miss, and this is not her first shoe-hucking incident. She was on, I want to say it was like a Love & Hip Hop reunion show.
Right.
And was it the interviewer that she
Cardi B was.
Cardi B. Okay. So Cardi B's MO is, I'm going to throw a shoe at you.
I've had the shoes thrown at me.
Have you?
Yeah, it's not good.
No. What did you do to get a shoe thrown at you?
I got a closet cleared out on me. So I, well, what did I do?
Yeah, tell us everything.
Well, I guess you've never dated me, but you've heard enough stories. You should know. It was me. I was me and God.
I find it hard to believe it was only a shoe.
Yeah.
Well,
he did say the whole closet was cleared out.
The whole closet full of shoes is what I got thrown at me.
I'd be picking up heavier things.
If I recall, though, that chick did like clunky shoes. Like a big chunky shoe. That was the heaviest thing in the room. So this is at a Fashion Week party. I want to say it was like the Harper's Bazaar party.
Yeah, that sounds right.
This is, you know, it's Fashion Week in New York. This was Friday night. And Cardi B and Nicki Minaj have had a bit of a feud going on.
What's their feud about?
Well, Nicki feels that Cardi has not given her enough props for being the queen of hip-hop. I guess they grew up not far from each other. One of them was like in an apartment.
Oh, they're both New York chicks.
In the Bronx. One was a house in Queens. I guess that there's just some tension between them because Nicki feels like Cardi's horning in. It's like, I think one of the lines from one of her songs was, everything you got, you little bitch, was because of me, little hoe. You
Who
know.
Wrote that line?
Nicki.
Oh, Nicki did. Okay.
About that Cardi.
Is that
you're
a stupid hoe, you're a stupid hoe. Is that about Cardi?
Oh, no. I don't think that is about Cardi.
I don't think Cardi was even around at that point.
No. That seems... I feel like Cardi burst onto the scene in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Mm. So, Nicki apparently is not a fan, and Cardi is also not a fan. Although Cardi had said, look, I'm not going to say in every interview that I think that she's amazing. I've said it. I think she's great, but I'm not going to say it every time. I don't need to bow down. And Nicki, I guess, feels like she does. So anyway, there's some problems, but it looked like everything was going to go okay at this party. But then I guess Nicki made some kind of comment about the baby.
Culture
Ciara.
Uh-huh.
That's Cardi B's new baby. And I think, I don't know exactly what got said, but it sounded like she questioned her mothering skills and, you know, what was she doing at this party when the kids, whatever she said, she pissed her off.
So she posted, Cardi B, someone just sent this and it's full of cuss words. So let me skip to Chase.
This is the Instagram thing that she posted,
yeah,
or Twitter
that Cardi
thing?
Cardi B posted about Nicki saying she's been dissing her all these years. You never gave me props. And you told everybody in the business if they collabed with me, they were going to be put down, all this stuff. So then she goes on to say, da, 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 da. But when you mention my child, you choose to like comments about me as a mother, make comments about my abilities to take care of my daughter is when all bets are bleeping off. I work too hard and come too far to let anybody bleep with my success. More cuss words, more stuff,
Fantastic. So there was a brawl. Like, and I'm telling you, Cardi got the worst of it. She has a knot on her forehead.
Oh, let me show you.
She didn't dodge the shoe?
Oh, no. Cardi's the one who threw the shoe. Nicki, did I say Nicki has a thing? No, Cardi got the worst. Cardi looks like she got elbowed by one of
Nicki's knuckles.
Her knuckles. So Cardi hucked
a
shoe.
She does have a knot.
It's cartoon
it's a golf ball.
Style.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a golf ball.
It looks like one of Nicki's bodyguards may have inadvertently elbowed her.
Oh.
I'm hoping inadvertently. I don't think anybody elbows a chick
to the face. Scuffle, that happens.
Cardi B's hand is also, I don't know if she punched a wall or what she punched, but her knuckles are pretty swollen and she looks like she's got some abrasions on there. So Cardi is basically accusing Nicki of dissing her behind her back. And even talking about trying to sabotage her career. And then I guess she started talking about Cardi's kid. And it sounds like when Cardi posts stuff about Culture Kiara on social media and people make mean. It's not that Nicki made mean comments. It's that she liked
the mean comments.
So on Friday, Cardi tries to confront Nicki. And then, of course, security keeps her back. So she hucked her shoe at her. Nicki, by the way, is standing there. It's just standing. She's surrounded by bodyguards, so she doesn't really have to worry. But she's really just... And Cardi is trying to climb over the crowd in front of her. Like, you're not going to be able to see too much. So Cardi's in the red dress. And then can you freeze it when her bum shows?
Yeah, I'll try.
The bum is the best part.
It's
like,
very difficult.
The guy, there's a guy right there with a strap across his back. He steps on the back of her dress. And boom. And then suddenly her bum's out. Did you see it?
That happened already?
No, it's going to happen.
All right, hold on.
You see that? Let me go back.
Yeah, go back just a little bit.
Yeah, it's very, the footage
it's brief,
is very,
but it is there. Like, her butt is out at this thing.
I don't. Okay, well, the footage is very dark. So for those of you in your car.
Can you see the butt? Look at that huge butt.
Okay, well. It's not anything you need to pursue.
No, you don't. You don't need to look at this.
Barely make it out, and then, I would bet you could find a photo of it, nice and crystal clear.
Sure, I'm sure someone has taken a still and enhanced it. So then her bodyguard sees that her bum's out, and he's holding the dress up over her bum the rest of the time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say put his hands on her.
Oh no, he pulls the dress up because it's ripped apart now.
Covering you what?
right.
Yikes. Nicki is saying, I'm not pressing any charges against Cardi B. Looks like, let's see, Nicki Minaj and her bodyguards were not injured when attacked. She feels that she does not need to file a police report. She felt unbothered by the altercation. Actually, she loved it. She's actually been pissing and moaning about her record not being number one because of Travis Scott. And so this to her was...
Good pub.
I'm sure she's like, yeah, I kept it together. She says, let's see. The NYPD is saying, at this point in time, we don't have a complaint on either side. No arrests were made. Showing the world how unbothered she was by the events that had transpired earlier in the night. Nicki Minaj smiled and blew kisses to the crowd outside the plaza. A source had previously told People magazine it looked like the two might hug it out, and then suddenly it all went down. Mm-hmm. Maybe Cardi was like, yeah, I want to hug you. Let me get a little closer. Cardi walked toward Nicki, and all of a sudden, Cardi started screaming something about her child. She was yelling, bitch, you feisty bitch, don't talk about my child, at Nicki. Also, she's yelling at one point, she's like, and then she's saying, get over here. Oh, there it is.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how much of that you should play.
I listened to that. I just want you to hear the security guard screaming something to all units. I wonder how many units he has.
That's too bad. You'd think that the both of them are at the top of their careers and that they would be able to celebrate
and
have
support
a good time.
Each other, sure.
Right. But no.
Check out Cardi on Love and Hip Hop here.
Oh, here's a good shoe throwing. She really hit that.
Oh, she hit her right in the mic, right in the chest. She's a lefty too, isn't she?
Boy, that's a brawl on there. Yeah, that was her left hand for sure.
Yeah, she's a lefty. Look at her go.
Oh, boy. And then it looks like Jerry Springer.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it is.
She planted that right in her middle.
The audience is just like, oh, my God, are we?
Jerry,
did they take our phones
Jerry.
Away?
Oh,
no doubt.
Leslie Moonves has exited CBS after being accused of sex crimes and violence by more women. Moonves says he's deeply saddened to be leaving the company amid untrue allegations. They're talking about this guy who's stepping in. I guess he's currently the COO. His name is Joseph Ianiello. And he's going to be the CEO, acting chief, while the board conducts a search for a permanent successor. So on top of some of the allegations we'd heard a few weeks ago, it looks like six more women have come forward.
And I guess Ronan Farrow wrote the first article with the women making these accusations at Moonves, to which some of them he said, I dated that person or whatever. But anyway.
This is also a Ronan Farrow story that ran yesterday.
And he says it's because CBS didn't act fast enough to get rid of him.
Well, and that's probably it. These women decided to come forward because there he still was. So six more came forward. They claim various things between forced them into unwanted sexual situations, alleged retaliation when there was some refusal. I'd heard a lot of stuff about oral being demanded.
Well, one of the things, see, this is where we're just dealing with stories that end up being, was it, one of the stories was it was forced. And I thought, no one tries to force, maybe
you
I'm saying.
You want a friendly face.
Yeah, you don't want to, yeah, right.
Yeah. Moonves and CBS are going to donate 20, so he's out. They're going to donate $20 million to one or more organizations that support the hashtag MeToo movement and equality for women in the workplace. CBS said the donation, which will be made immediately, has been deducted from any severance benefits that may be due to Moonves following the board's ongoing independent investigation. So they may find that he gets nothing because of all of this. It's doubtful. These guys always get paid.
Well, he's made enough money to not need another penny, too.
Right. Like, I think, didn't you just say he's worth something like $700 million?
Right. Uh-huh.
Sounds great. They're actually saying, some law firm here is saying, Moonves will not receive any severance benefits at this time other than certain fully accrued invested compensation and benefits. Any payments to be made in the future will depend upon the results of the independent investigation. So,
one of the rumors I heard, though, was, does this open up CBS for a possible buyout?
Possibly,
as in,
right. Well, who is it? Shari Redstone? Is that her
it
name?
Is.
They're saying Viacom.
Sumner's,
wants to...
I don't know. Is that Sumner's kid or Sumner's wife?
I don't know, Vin.
It's because his kid.
It's his kid?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it might have been his wife.
He says, the appalling accusations in the article are untrue. What is true is I had consensual relations with three of the women some 25 years ago before I came to CBS. I've never used my position to hinder the advancement of careers of women. In my 40 years of work, I've never before heard of such disturbing accusations. I can only surmise they're surfacing now for the first time decades later as part of a concerted effort by others to destroy my name, my reputation, and my career. Anyone who knows me knows that the person described in this article is not me. That's what Les Moonves has to say about it.
Sumner Redstone's wife is a woman named Phyllis Gloria Raphael.
I see.
Hmm.
So that's what's happening at our old company, CBS.
They're not still tied to the stock in any way.
I don't know. Huh. I heard it was a gradual transition. All I know is we work for Entercom.
Yes, absolutely. We do.
And
happily.
Yes. Oh, my God. So great. I love Entercom.
I know.
I guess I'll do this.
Well,
story.
Les was the guy, you know.
Who called us his ATM.
Yeah. I never
didn't
really
care
did
about
have
radio,
fond feelings for that guy.
Who took all the money we earned and gave it to TV.
He wasn't
someone
we were constantly. Look, I realize there's in America, this is happening all over the place. But we were constantly the subject of being up for sale rumors constantly. And you would hear the companies, oh, no, no, no. And then you'd read something and go, yes, we are.
Yep.
Son of a... We are up for sale.
Well, and we were constantly reminded that we were second-class citizens in the company. There was, for sure, no love for radio going on at CBS. And it was a bummer because we're radio people.
Right.
And we're coming in here every day trying to do the best possible job we can and earn the company as much money as we can. You know, that's the bottom line. Everybody wants their properties to make them money. And he actually called us his ATM.
Yeah. I don't.
Heartful.
I don't know if this is justice or not. I don't like to see these, you know, rumors being thrown at someone or accusations being thrown at someone and having it affect their career. But I never did like that guy. He was never good to us. Man.
Plus, his wife hosts my favorite show and ruins it.
Well, maybe not for long.
Maybe. Justin Bieber is in the middle of a lawsuit where he claims that Justin stole the sunglasses off of his shirt and put them on. And so the guy snapped a picture of it, and then Justin came over, looked at the picture, didn't like it, said delete it. The guy said, no, I'm not deleting it. You stole my sunglasses. And then Justin, as he tried to walk away, Justin grabbed him by the shirt, turned him around, punched him right in the face. This guy's suing. Do you have that video?
Were you able to find any clear video.
This guy, Tobias Cannon, he's suing Bieber over this fight. This happened at the NBA Finals in Cleveland back in 2016. June 2016.
That long ago, huh?
And that's really the long and short of this story. It looks like, you know, I don't see how much the guy wants. I'm sure millions. but basically, he's saying he also heard Bieber use the N-word. And, you know, look, he got punched in the face. Nobody wants to be punched in the face. Plus, the guy stole his glasses right off his chest. Congratulations to John Legend. He is now the youngest EGOT winner. Mm-hmm. That's an Emmy, mm-hmm. a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
What awards were last night?
I don't think there were any awards last night.
Well, why did he just suddenly become this thing?
Because of the Creative Arts Emmys. The actual Emmys don't air until... I want to say it's a couple weeks from now.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's a week from today.
Okay, because I saw him holding an Emmy and went, I missed the...
What I thought was confusing was I thought that these... So the Creative Arts Emmys, I thought those were all like the editing, sound design, all the boring categories that nobody wants. But they actually gave out some acting awards.
Oh.
So for the first time ever, all four supporting actor and actress awards went to Black actors. In the comedy category, the winners were Tiffany Haddish for her role on Saturday Night Live, which she was that. You saw that. I mean, she with the dress and she wore the dress again. She was excellent. So she won for that. Cat Williams won for his role on Atlanta. On the drama side, Samira Wiley for The Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. She's the main character's lesbian friend. And she actually, well, I don't want to give anything away. She's great, though. And Ron Cephas Jones for This Is Us.
Cephas?
C-E-P-H-A-S.
I still have never seen that show.
Me either, so I do not know who this person is. But anyway, all four supporting actor and actress awards went to Black actors. So that's good.
Good for them.
John Legend became the latest and youngest ever EGOT winner. All four of the major awards. Because Jesus Christ Superstar won Outstanding Variety Special.
I thought you didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the changes they made, and overall, I just was like, that didn't need to happen.
Wow.
But he won an Emmy for that, now he has one of each. Actually, somewhere here I have, let's see, he won a Tony for Best, in 2017, for Best Revival of a Play for his work on Jitney. He won an Oscar in 2015 for Best Original Song for Glory, and he's got 10 Grammys. So now he has...
What was Glory?
Glory, wasn't that the, shoot, I'm thinking.
There's a movie called Glory.
Yeah, that's what it was for. About. He
what
wrote a song
that?
For that.
Oh, it's stars Ferris Bueller. Is that the one you're talking about?
It is, Matthew Broderick. The Battle of, I don't know how to say it, Antietam.
Denzel and Morgan Freeman are in it, too. Oh. And so is the guy from Princess Bride.
I remember them performing the song on the Oscars. But I never saw the movie. So anyway, congratulations to John Legend and to Anthony Bourdain. Posthumously, he picked up 2 Emmys for Parts Unknown, which is his series on CNN. What is coming up in the news, Ben?
How does your partner grade you?
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How does a fall flyaway to a Hawaii island sound? Sound pretty good? because we have your chance at that. Be listening at 9, noon, 3, and 5 to win dinner for two at Fairmont San Francisco's Tonga Room, and then you'll be in the running for the grand prize trip to Hawaii. Your first chance coming up at 9.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi. She comes on right after us here on Alice. She's a great radio show host. Super fun. Please enjoy her. She is on today, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Lexi.
It's a big weekend. You never know.
She'll be
here. L-E-X-Y, Lexi. Lexi, 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 Lexi.
That's good.
I'll try to use that one. That makes sense.
L-E-X-Y.
Yeah. Sarah's version right there.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, because you can get the audio.
Right.
Right, separated mm-hmm. out. Okay, perfect.
I just put my Y in there. L-E-X-Y, Lexi.
Here's what's happening.
All right. I'm ready for it.
So let's play a game.
Oh, my God, we're playing a game? Yay! All right, just how many questions, Vinny?
I don't know. I got a bunch of them.
How many do I have to get right?
All of them.
No. I never make you get them all right. I can get two wrong.
What? Two wrong?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
The average person, if they were to grade their partner, ends up giving them about a B minus.
Oh, all right.
So if I were to ask you, these are, what would John say about you?
Okay.
Okay?
Well, how are you going to know if I'm right or
wrong? I know the answers.
All right. So this is totally subjective and I'm bound to lose. Okay. Maybe we should call John and ask him these questions off air, and then you'll know the actual answers.
Oh.
Although I doubt he'll answer his phone. Yeah. Guy sleeps in every day.
Exactly.
Bastard. Oh, good for him. Well, didn't he go out and rage? Or was that the night before? Was
that
Saturday night?
Oh. No, that was Friday night. Friday night.
Friday night was the...
Yes. Friday night was the NFL Fantasy League draft. Saturday, so we went to Maz Jobrani.
They're in a group...
A large group, apparently.
And they get together? I thought the whole point of fantasy was that you could do it from your house.
No, this one is a league. Apparently, it's just these guys, and they had to draft, and there was bidding wars between the players. Like, it costs money. Like, the whole, yeah, it's like a whole thing. So.
Well, gambling is getting more and more legit with sports.
It's big.
And I believe this fantasy is a big part of that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So here's the game I'm going to lose.
So these are... Okay. Forget about the game then. If John was asked, does Sarah make an effort with your partner, with your family and your parents, what grade would he have given you? Most people get a B minus.
Oh, I would get higher. I would get a B plus.
You get a B plus?
Possibly even an A minus. I make an effort.
I mean, every time I think of John's parents, I think of his mom going, "Oh, John, she's a good eater."
Yeah. I when John, rest in peace, both Margie and Paul have passed, but I loved them very much, and they were, in fact, as I got older and they got older, I liked them even more. Like they were, so maybe I would actually get just like a B, because early on I was a lot less understanding.
When they brought you home for the first time, were they like her, or were they?
I think they liked me. Supposedly, according to John, they were like relieved that Doreen wasn't in the picture anymore.
Oh, although, Doreen.
Although then his sister Kathy told me, like, I didn't like you at first because I liked Doreen so much, and Doreen had been with him for. I was like, are you kidding me? That's not the story that I've gotten. John's like, don't listen to her.
She's a liar.
she told you that?
Yeah. She's like, I don't like you at all.
Why'd she tell you that?
Because she was drunk and we were drinking and we're really good friends now. So she just felt like she needed to tell me that she hated me.
It happens.
What?
Like, turns out
you have
pretty,
some drinks and you tell
good.
People that?
Yeah, yeah, you could say, I definitely had said, oh man, I couldn't stand you at first. I love
who'd
you.
Who'd you
so
say that
much
to?
Now.
Yeah, who did you say that to?
I don't want to say. Because I love this person now.
Was it Shawaka?
No, was Shaka?
Yeah, was Shaka?
No, she's talking about someone right now.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She won't tell us.
Romance overall. What
romance
grade
overall,
would John give you?
I do pretty good. He'll give me an A minus. Like when I put out,
We're not talking about sex.
No,
romance.
I want
sex
kisses.
Is
I like to hug, physical contact.
I thought you didn't like kisses.
You know, not making out, but like I'm a pretty loving partner.
Oh, all right. being spontaneous.
I get a lower grade on that. I'm very like.
Most people get a C.
Yeah,
and on romance, most people get a C plus.
Oh,
so it's really not like, you know, everyone is hitting the outside 3-pointer with a swoosh on romance.
Yeah. Well, if you've been together a long time, it's hard. I find that writing little notes is nice. You know, like put a little post it up, like a little. I love you. I think you're super handsome. You know, stuff like that. And when he goes, well, like when he went to Burning Man, I put a bunch of notes in his luggage and stuff so he would find them.
Trip real hard.
Yeah. Oh, man. I hope you're having a good trip.
I hope she's worth it.
Don't bring home any
You
diseases.
Wrote, I hope she's worth it
I
on
did,
one of his
yeah.
lunch notes?
Yeah.
Listening. What grade would John give you for listening?
C plus. Not a good
Most
listener.
Most people get a C plus.
Mm.
Humor.
We do well, and we laugh our asses off all the time. I will say I get an A minus on
okay.
humor.
Okay, B minus is what most people get. Cleanliness?
I get a solid A.
On cleanliness?
No. I get a B plus.
B plus.
I don't skip a shower on the weekend. But if we're going to get down and dirty, I'm like, well, let's go brush-a-brush-a.
And that leads me to sex life. So these are... the average person grading their significant other, and these are the grades that are out there.
Yeah.
For sex life, what grade would John give you?
He'll give me a... he better give me an A+. he'd probably give me, like, if he's being realistic, I'm a solid B. Like, I put some effort into it, and I'll pull out stuff that, you know, and I'll say stuff that makes him, you know... and I'll give him an A++++ because, man, boom, he's quick. Let's get this over with.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
You want it to get over with.
Well, yeah. I'm like, come on, boom. Let's do this. Boom. All right. Now let's get on with our day.
A++ is because he gets it over with real quick.
That's great. No muss, no fuss.
All right. Patience. What grade would John give you for patience?
An F. I have no patience. I want what I want right now. I obsess on things. I am not a patient person. The end. An F. I fail that category. John, you have to give him an A. The dude is just stoic. Like, you never know that he's grinding on something.
Except when driving.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Actually, he's a terrible driver. Does that count?
No. Oh.
Taste in movies and TV. What grade would John give you? You've been together 25 plus years, right?
We have pretty similar taste. I mean, I'll definitely like a chick flick that he's not into. I will say he'll give me a B.
B minus is what people get.
We have a lot, you know, a lot of shows in common, and we generally can find something that we can both agree on.
There you go. You
what
lost
about you?
The game. What do you mean, what about me?
Yeah, what would your girl give you on all those things?
I've made a I absolutely have made an effort with her family. For me personally,
Hotline.
I'm at maximum output.
Oh,
so like,
based they better
on,
not ask for one more.
No,
thing.
No. I just mean based on all my past efforts,
sure.
I'm giving you all I got here because my past efforts have been weak at best, flunking.
You were very close with a past girlfriend's family.
I loved her parents. But it was too easy.
There were no demands.
That was a gimme. Well, her dad surfed. It was a gimme. There
Did
was
you go
no,
together?
We never surfed together, but it was easy. It was very easy. So that wasn't.
So you're saying your current girlfriend's parents are harder.
No, I'm saying that I'm trying harder and we do more normal things that maybe even things that I'm not into, like going out to eat.
I or see. You hate that.
We've gotten to a movie.
So you actually would get an
and
A. She would give
you
an A.
I probably. There have been times where I'm like, hey, let's call your mom and have her over for dinner or take her to dinner.
Oh.
Or, hey, let's go take them to a movie. Those words have never left my lips
you
previous
are,
to
our
this.
Little Vinny's growing up.
Yeah.
Okay, next thing.
Okay. Romance overall. I'm probably a C+. Sorry to see. Straight C.
Okay.
Being spontaneous. I do have my schedule.
Well, you might spontaneously leave the house to go to, but not like family spontaneity.
Right. No, that's not. Listening, she's really quiet. She's really...
She has to listen hard.
I do have to listen hard. I believe I deserve... No, she'd give me a C on that, too.
All right.
Humor, I make her laugh.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
So an A.
I'm good for that. Yeah. I'm good for a couple things.
Okay.
Cleanliness, I get an A.
Yeah, you're a pretty clean dude.
I take care of a lot of stuff, even things where she's like...
Oh, you
like,
cleaned all the bathrooms. You cleaned 5 bathrooms this weekend.
Yes, I did.
Good for you.
And were the garage gnarly? Right now, I'm telling you, my garage is styling.
God, John's so jealous of your garage.
Oh, it is so... Over the weekend, I put up a bike rack in order to be able to get the bikes like all in one spot on a wall where they're away from everything. I don't know how it's going to hold
garage?
Up. No, it's just a big 2-car.
I see. So there's plenty of room to have them sticking off the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Nice.
So, I mean, right now the garage is just, we've got a treadmill. We got the bikes up.
You got all that shelving in with your brother.
Got the shelves in.
Oh, you painted
you
the floor.
Do you kind of want to hang out there now?
I do.
Well, he does hang out there. Let's face it.
I keep walking in there just to look around because I'm like, I
proud
did this.
Of it. Yeah.
I got this done. This room's done. Mm.
His garage cat like, hey, Stinky, come over.
They're at our house way too much.
Check it out.
You know, did I tell you guys this? I think I figured out one of the reasons why they come over so much. We got one of those big water jugs that sort of fills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As they lick it, more
is it
comes
just
down.
Automatic? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going through more water than I think they're all coming by to get water.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
They do want some water.
Yeah. Is the food the same way?
Yeah, the food's, I mean, they're mowing through the food, too. But, I mean, at the water's going, like, I'm just assuming there's no other place for those guys to go drink. Mm-hmm. So they stop by our house, grab a drink, and then
go hunting
or whatever they do.
So cute.
Little kitty hike.
Yeah.
What do you do, Garage Cat? What are you doing out there?
Well, I'm just trying to find a family that loves me.
Oh. You have one.
Do I?
Yeah.
And you have me too. Oh, boy, Stinky.
Hey, Grudge Car, let's go for a hike. First, let's get a sip of water.
Is something in your throat, buddy?
I don't know. I feel like I'm doing the same voice as last week, but.
Oh.
Well, let's go.
Like a cat of 1,000 voices.
Here's a tip for you as we call you for this segment, Garage Cat, also known as Leo. Try and be a little more grateful.
Oh.
Try and keep your, you know, everyone says, oh, cats, they're so clean. My ass, they're the worst. I found an actual poop outside the kitty litter box. I'm like.
That was a booby trap.
Yeah.
I was trying to get your ass.
I suggested it. I said, hey.
You missed.
Make them grateful that most of the time
your
you get
it. Your litter box by like a foot. How's that happen?
Oh, I had to go. I'm sorry, it was me.
That was Stinky.
It's one of the buddies. Do you think that was what happened?
Well,
you know, usually cats won't share a litter box together.
Oh.
That they don't like the smell of the other cats. I think if they're kittens together, then they will. But like one cat wouldn't go. And then the other cat was fouling both of them, almost like to screw my first cat over.
We like to combine our poos.
Oh, that's true. We get along good.
So we can get Vinny.
I like to leave one about a foot away.
So great.
Oh, really? I have something for you.
So I reached over for the, because I still
Scooper.
Have a box. No, because I still have a box of rubber gloves.
Oh. Sure.
From when my first daughter was born. First
you
daughter
thought
was
you
born,
were going to use them.
I put on a glove and picked up the Duke and then dropped it in the trash.
Oh, and right in the trash.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
What's the matter with that?
Well, that's
what do you want
like
me to put
stinging.
It in the litter
yeah,
and
put
then
it in
scoop
the litter
it up?
Box. Yeah. Don't you bag that stuff? I would always want that to be in sealed bags because it was so stinky.
Yeah, it's stinky. All right.
Oh, what? Can I help you? I heard my name.
Oh, Stinky, you sound like a Yoda. Yoda right. Of cats.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Cardi and Nicki, that is a coordinated publicity stunt.
Oh, good
you guys.
For them. I don't know. You get an egg like that on your forehead, that doesn't seem like a publicity stunt.
Or that's a stunt gone wrong.
Maybe it started out that way, but there's a hurt noggin involved now.
Sarah, this article lists all the Big Brother showmances, including Nicole's with Hayden and Cody.
Oh, Cody.
So she
that
had...
What was that guy's name? Right, because remember, she liked that surfer dude the first season.
I don't remember.
He was a dweeb.
I don't remember at all, but what I'm seeing is she had three partners from Big Brother and is marrying the third one.
Yeah, Victor.
Hayden and Cody. And now Victor is proposing, or proposed last night. Oh, spoiler alert.
Don't worry. It had nothing to do with the plot of the
Here's
show.
Here's what I can do for you. Skip last night's episode
completely.
You do not
have to watch last night's episode. What a bore. What a snooze fest.
925 says...
I mean, they did 5 minutes on Angela's super smelling.
That was weird.
Well, they have nothing else to talk about. And then Sam laying on a couch talking to herself. I'm like, oh my God.
How about the snap there at the end, though? Maybe that was the whole reason to see the show. If they, what did she say? Something like, so help me God, if I end up being the one that's thrown out at the end of all this and they make me look stupid, I will. And then she just starts throwing threats into the camera. Did you see that?
You know, I missed the last 5 minutes of the show. Was
can you
that
find,
what it was?
Yes. Can you right. find, well,
it's
air
fine,
it next,
yeah.
but it's, she's psycho.
Oh, there's no question. Zingbot nailed it. Crazy.
925 says, thank you, Ronan Farrow, a.k.a. Satchel Farrow, a.k.a. Frank Sinatra Jr., yeah. for thorough investigations and bringing these sleazy, high-powered, controlling men to light.
Yeah, he's done a lot of it. He was the Harvey Weinstein guy, and now he's the Les Moonves guy. Maybe other guys I can't think of.
I wonder if he was the Charlie Rose guy.
Oh, that sounds right, Hughes. Mm.
That's it.
What?
Good morning, Alice crew. Haha. Glory was the song from Selma, I believe.
People are writing all about
so
that.
So Selma
Sorry,
is the Martin Luther
stupid.
King Jr. movie, right?
Right.
Starring Ferris Bueller, yeah. everyone.
we
it didn't
that
sound
up.
Right.
I know.
It didn't make sense.
It's been so long ago. Hey, Vinny, there was a text in there from our intern, Daniel, who says, can we say happy birthday to his girlfriend? And I believe, Vinny, her name
Hold
might
on.
Be...
Checking.
Daniel's girlfriend. Happy birthday.
Kathy. Can't remember what
oh, Daniel. Here we go. It is Kathy.
Okay.
Happy 23rd birthday, Kathy.
Yay.
Are you looking for quotes from Samantha on Big Brother?
No.
Yeah, Sam. Samantha.
Oh, it is Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at the end. She's talking into the camera.
That chick, right?
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
Wow.
Jesus. She is so psycho.
She's like, sounds a little like
She's
Cardi
like,
B.
She's like, I'm a little girl, but I will F you up. Oh my God!
How you didn't Every, see that?
No, I didn't see the last.
That was
minutes.
The. There's the show right there. That's the only reason to have watched.
That is the only. I watched the whole thing and missed the only good part. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.